side pronunciation. East of Pinnebog, I should say. Third free throw is up, and this one is good as well. And now USA out leading by 2 points, 7-5 on their home court. 3:55 left in the first.
Interesting to see what happens on Zimmer's next three-point shot.
Clancy dribbling to the right wing all the way into the corner. Brings it back out to Jensen Emmerich. Emmerich at the left elbow to Tulaski against Connor Kettle. That's a good matchup. Jump shot from Tulaski is good from the free throw line. He has 4 points, and we're back tied at 7.
Tulaski just elevated, just jumped right over him.
Ash Morton dives inside the lane. He'll go to the free throw line for 2 shots now. And the foul will go against number 11. That'd be Jensen Emmerich, his first, team's third for the Hatchets. 3:34 left in the first quarter, 7-7 tie. Nashbourne at the free throw line, shooting 2. Has not scored nor attempted a free throw tonight. First free throw is good. 8-7 now.
Well, the Patriots are proving that the last people that were fouled are not the ones that you want at the foul line.
So far,
the Hatchets
4-for-4, and he misses that one. And rebound brought in by Jensen Emmerich. We're going the other way, 8-7. USA leads the Bad Axe Hatchets. Press coming on from the Patriots. Soles breaks that one, but loses a handle on it, and it goes through the legs of Ryerson out of bounds. Bad Axe ball, right side of your radio.
I thought he was going to elevate right in the lane.
He very well could have. 3:22, just a one-point ball game, USA 8, Bad Axe 7. Clancy inbounds to the left wing to Brown. Back to Clancy, top of the key. And he traveled with it.
There was a little bit of a hop,
and then he shuffled his feet after that. That'll be the second turnover against the Hatchets.
But, you know, that's going to be called a district, so you better get used to it now.
3:17 left in the first. 8-7, USA back in offense. Ash Morton against Emmerich. A lot of great defensive matchups here tonight. Landon Zimmer to left wing to Foley. Mystical USA chant fires up. Foley comes in the lane and high off the glass, in for 2. Walker Foley with 4 points. Now it's a 3-point lead, 10-7. 2:58 left in the first. Tulaski left elbow or left block. He hesitates, pump fakes a number of times, and he gets bailed out with a foul. He'll go to the free throw line for 2 shots. The foul will go against number 25, Connor Gettle. That's his first. And USA's second team foul.
I actually thought he dragged his foot a little bit, and then he was pushed, and they took the shot at the same time. Smart move by the senior.
Free throw is up, and this one's good. 2:53 left here in the first. And Bad Axe now within 2 points, 8-10. Walker Foley sits down, as does Nash. No, excuse me. I am Walker Foley and Kate Ryerson sit down. Jensen Emmerich sits down for Bad Axe. Second free throw is no good. Rebound brought in by Langmaid for USA. 10-8. And we have a whistle as Nash Morton went inside the lane. He is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. Count the basket and 1. Foul goes against number 25. Cody Tulaski, that's his second. So early foul trouble for the star there. He sits down, replaced by Jensen Emmerich.
Gosh, moral of the story is don't put your head down. They are taking that ball to the hoop, and I mean now.
I completely missed that, John.
By the time I raised my head, he was already free throw line extended.
And the three-point play is complete from Nash Morton. Makes it 13-8 now. 5-point lead. That's the largest of the night so far for the USA Patriots. Stolen by Connor Gettle out of the press, and he is fouled, and it'll be on the floor. This will be the fifth team foul against the Bad Axe Hatchets. It will go against Jack Clancy. That's his second, team's fifth, and we have a timeout called by Mr. Jurgis, Coach Jurgis of the Bad Axe Hatchets. Is a full timeout with 2:37 left in the first quarter. USA 13, Bad Axe 8.
If you're tired of low crop prices and grain quality issues and you want to keep more money from your operation, contact DS Services right away. They're your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and grain handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. From minor repairs to complete new facilities, DS Services does it all. They have a huge parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, and their 3 cranes can handle any truss job or other lifting need. For your grain storage needs and more, call 989- 989-872-3318, 989-872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com.
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision, and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and performance-based pay. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises, 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley, 1 mile north of Atwater Road and M19, then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road.
Listening to the WLW Sports Network. Meanwhile, back in the ranch, Connor Gettle gets the inbound and immediately puts it off the glass in for 2 points. It's now a 7-point lead, 15-8 for the USA Patriots. They're largest of the night. And Bannock's now facing a full court press. They break it with ease. But there's Landon Zimmer stealing away from Ethan Kent, but he's going to be called for the foul instead. That's Landon Zimmer's first, team's fourth. Connor Gettle also just picked up a foul. Bryce Langmaid also picked up a foul in that timeout. 2 minutes left in the first. It's 15-8 USA by 7 points. To the top, two Souls. 2-3 zone here from the Patriots down to the baseline to Messing. First time in the ball game into the corner. The three is up. This one's off the mark. Rebound brought in by Nash Morton for the Patriots. We're going the other way. Minute 45 left. Landon Zimmer at the left block. Hesitates, it's no good. Rebound brought in by Messing, and here comes Maddox. 15-8, trying to dribble through a double team, and Soul somehow gets through there. It's off the rim on a pass, and it's still loose like a pinball out there. Souls picks it up, and it's blocked by Nash Morton, but there's Jensen Emmert cleaning up the boards, and those are his first points of the night with the two, and it's now a 5-point game, 15-10. Nash Morton dribbles down the left side of the lane to the left block. He is fouled. They'll say the foul is on the floor. That's a 16 foul against the Hatchets in the second against Jensen Emmerich. So the rest of the entire second quarter plus a minute 20 will be at least one free throw for the Bad Axe Hatch or for the USA Patriots. Walker Foley checks in and replaces Landon Zimmer for a short breather here before the quarter.
Emmerich goes to the bench also. Clancy's got two. Emmerich's got two. Cody Tulaski has two.
Nash Morton inbounds directly into the hands of Keaton Brown. And that will be the second turnover for the USA Patriots tonight. 15-10, USA by five. Bad Axe on offense. Mike Messing at the left wing.
Hatchets have to keep their head and survive this.
Souls over to the right wing to Kent. Back to Souls, top of the key. Pump fakes now to the left wing to Brown. To the right wing, Ethan Kent pump fakes. Nothing there. Feeds it inside. It's an errant pass picked up by Nash Morton. Morton now 50 seconds left in the quarter. Over to the left wing. Connor Gettle thought about taking three. Now dives inside. And they feed it over to Babcock, and it's stolen away by Souls. Souls stolen away by Walker Foley, but there is Brown to save it. Top of the key, Souls, 35 seconds left. Takes a three. This one's off the mark. Long rebound. Goes out of bounds, and it'll be USA ball.
Right now, the Hatchets are playing just a little bit faster than what they really need to do. I don't blame them because there's hands all over the place and bodies flying.
Rogerson and Zimmer check in. 30.2 seconds left in the first quarter, 15-10. Landon Zimmer against Ethan Kent. Zimmer dribbles to his left. 20 seconds left. Connor Gettle up to Ryerson to the right wing to Foley. Gives it back to Landon Zimmer. Right wing now. About 6 feet from midcourt. Ethan Kent guarding him from a distance. Less than 10 to play. Now 7 seconds left. Goes inside and we have a block against the Bad Axe Hatchets as Zimmer was going down to the baseline. And so foul will go against number two. Noah Curvin, his first, team seven. So this puts Landon Zimmer at the free throw line for 1-1 with 5 seconds left.